Connecticut officials crack down on illegal gambling machines. Connecticut's Department of Consumer Protection, DCP, Gaming Division is ramping up enforcement against illegal gambling machines in order to protect players from unregulated devices that offer unfair odds and lack essential safeguards. In Connecticut, electronic slot machines are legally permitted only at Foxwoods Casino and Mohegan Sun Casino. Any gaming devices found outside these licensed venues operate illegally and may pose significant risks to players. Unlike regulated machines, these illegal devices have no age restrictions, provide no security for personal or financial data, and fail to meet fair payout requirements. A recent DCP investigation uncovered just how unfair the machines may be. One confiscated machine had amassed $191,359 while returning just 66% of bets, far below the state's legal minimum of 80%. In contrast, regulated slot machines and online casino games have far higher required legal minimums, and at Connecticut's two tribal casinos they paid out over 94.6% of wagers in 2024. Ongoing seizures and enforcement. As part of its intensified efforts, the DCP Gaming Division seized 6 illegal gambling machines and $900 in cash from 4 locations in December. Enforcement actions will continue in the coming months as authorities work to eliminate these unlawful devices from communities. DCP Commissioner Brian T. Caffarelli warned gamblers to use only legal, licensed gaming platforms, whether at the state's two tribal casinos or through authorized online operators. Quote, "These illegal machines pose a significant risk to communities, and we will be confiscating any illegal machines found by our investigators. Thank you to our team who works hard day in and day out to ensure the integrity of gaming in our state." Brian T. Caffarelli, DCP Commissioner. Illegal machines provide no protection for players. DCP Gaming Director Chris Gilman said that illegal machines, while physically resembling those found in tribal casinos and online platforms, are often poorly made and exploitative. He said that not only do the machines usually return far less than legal machines, but they also provide no way forward in the case of a malfunction or failure to pay out. He summarized the situation saying, "Put simply, they are designed to take your money." Authorities urge residents to report any knowledge of illegal gambling machines and offered the reassurance that enforcement efforts will only target those operating the devices, not individuals who may have placed wagers on them.